Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. We're very fortunate to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars low in the western sky after sunset, and also Jupiter rising in the east just before 6 p.m. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase, and so our skies will remain nice and dark.
And dark skies, part of your news package this week of information relating to a story we had recently.
Yeah, so the SpaceX Starlink project, which is designed to launch thousands of small satellites into low Earth orbit and provide planet-wide internet access, caused a little bit of a kerfuffle at the Lowell Observatory. Telescopes at the Lowell Observatory were studying distant galaxies, and they've had their images ruined by the Starlink satellites as they passed through the field of view. Astronomers had to throw out a bunch of their data, and this was one of the concerns about Starlink and similar projects that will be also launched.
Don't astronomers throw out a bunch of bad images anyway?
Indeed we do. Yeah, whenever we observe targets, especially from the Earth, we often have to throw out bad frames, low quality images, and it's not a particularly nuisance because we use a variety of image processing tools and statistical methods in order to get good data from the bad frames. What's more important to us is the data stored in the pixels on those images, not necessarily the whole image itself. But this recent incident does go to show that as traffic increases, the potential for spacecraft to interfere with observations also increases. Right now, there's about 20,000 separate orbiting objects around the Earth, and this is estimated to double as projects like Starlink kick into high gear. But this is only really the beginning. This is a whole new field of cheap space exploration and exploitation. But there are methods that we can use to sort of alleviate some of the problems. Now, we can apply coating to the satellites to reduce their visibility and even design them in such a way as to be essentially transparent. But this is going to take a long time, and it's going to be a very difficult learning curve.
And are these things kind of like those wrenches that people have lost up in space? The ISS is basically kind of doing like a slalom down a ski trail and constantly looking out for that for that stuff.
Well, it's not that bad. And luckily, the ISS is actually higher than a lot of these other satellites, so there's no risk of collision there.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.